CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. You can find the script on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday, the 17th of May, 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. RSGB AGM prize photos now available. Brits inducted to CQ Hall of Fame. Business radio interest group notes posted by Ofcom. Photographs from the RSGB AGM are now available for members to view in the new photo archive section of the RSGB website. Members and clubs receiving prizes can download the relevant images for their club newsletters or other local publicity. Usage permission details are on the site. The RSGB photo archive contains images of amateur radio history stretching back over 100 years, and the online content is expanding on a regular basis. The CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame honours those individuals who have made significant contributions to amateur radio, to their professional careers, or to some other aspect of life on our planet. UK interest in the 2015 inductees include Olof Lundberg, G0CKV, a leader of the communications satellite industry for a quarter of a century, who's been inducted into the Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. At the same time, Michael Wells, G7VJR, the founder of Club Log, has been installed into the CDX Hall of Fame. Congratulations to both and all the other inductees whose details appear online at www.cq-amateur-radio.com. Ofcom has now posted the files from the Business Radio Interest Group meeting on the 30th of April, at which John Renio, G4SWX, gave a short presentation on the first 6 months of progress with the 146 MHz experimental amateur allocation. Reduced bandwidth digital amateur television was a topic that interested many of the attendees, and John played a couple of video clip examples with the help from Noel G8GTZ and colleagues from the BATC. The files are at tinyurl.com/brig, that's B-R-I-G, figures 300415. Amateur radio relief activity in Nepal had begun to wind down before a magnitude 7.3 earthquake again shook parts of the Himalayan nation on the 12th of May, collapsing buildings and killing dozens in a region that's still trying to recover from the much stronger earthquake on the 25th of April. The latest quake revived the ham radio effort. Although there is no apparent need for amateur radio emergency communication at this time, everyone is reminded that IARU emergency centres of activity, along with 14.210 MHz, may be in use, so please listen carefully before transmitting. There is, however, no need to call and keep a frequency clear, as this may affect communications that are happening local to the disaster area, for example, Afghanistan and India. Kenwood UK has launched a new Facebook and Twitter accounts to stay in touch with those interested in their product range, including information on new products and firmware released when available. They'll also include general amateur radio news. For Twitter, the details are Kenwood Ham Radio, all one word, and for Facebook it's Kenwood Ham Radio, three words. The Bath-based radio training team have been running classroom courses for over 15 years, but in 2011 they started running distance learning courses for the advanced exam. The courses have since proved to be far more popular than the team ever envisaged, with hundreds signing up to join. Not all those who start complete the course, but so far the average pass rate is over 85%. The June exam should see the number of successful candidates pass the 300 mark. The team are now enrolling students for the next course that will run from July to the December exam. A £30 deposit is taken to secure a place on the course, and the deposit is refunded to those who sit the exam. Those that do not finish the course agree to donate their deposit to charity. In reality, many of the successful students also donate their deposits, and the team has so far raised over £4,000 for radio-related good causes. Radio donations include the Radio Communications Foundation, RAIBC, and the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Further details can be obtained from Steve Hartley, g0fuw@tiscalay.co.uk. Candersteg International Scout Centre is a not-for-profit campsite situated in a small Swiss alpine village. It gives scouts and guides from around the world the chance to experience international friendship. They're looking for any robust PMR-type hand-portable radios that can be used on a daily basis. If you can help, please contact Programme, that's PROGRAMME, at kisc.ch. Last week, Sarah Brightman announced that she's postponing her trip to the International Space Station. However, planning for Major Tim Peake's forthcoming mission is progressing well. He's planning to contact selected schools via amateur radio during his stay on the ISS. The first stage of the selection process ended recently, and an announcement is expected soon of the shortlist from which the final choice will be made. Details now of rallies and forthcoming events in the coming week. The Dayton Hamvention ends its 3-day run today. The RSGB has been represented by the President, John Gould, G3WKL, plus an RSGB book and membership stand. Details www.hamvention.org. Today, the 17th of May, the 32nd Dunstable Downs Radio Club National Amateur Radio Boot Sale will take place at Stockwood Park in Luton. See www.ddrcbootsale.org for all the necessary information. Also today, the 17th of May, the Western Radio Rally will be held at the old pumping station, Western Zoyland, in Somerset, TA70LS, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be a bring and buy as well as events for all the family at the Steam on the Levels event. More from Mark, M0VLN, on 01278 786684. The Rochdale and District ARS Summer Flea Market Indoor Sale is on the 23rd of May at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes early. Earlier, I should say, admission is £2.50 with under-12s free. Details from Dave, G0PUD, on 0161 285 1600. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the special event news, Mark G3ZRR has organised GB50LBC, celebrating the London Borough of Croydon's 50th birthday. Starting from about the 16th of May, intends to operate the station at venues throughout the borough during the council's 50th anniversary. The idea is to include Croydon's parks, educational establishment, scout guide, military and cadet force installation. On the 18th of May, the paddle steam and the Medway Queen will be towed from Gillingham, Kent to Ramsgate Harbour to take part in the 75th anniversary of the Dunkirk evacuation, Operation Dynamo. The Medway Queen is one of the Dunkirk little ships, and she carried over 7,000 Allied troops to safety. A joint venture with Bredhurst Receiving and Transmitting Society and Hilderston Radio Club will operate a special event from the ship as part of the 75th commemoration event. An HF station will be operational from the 31st of May. 2015 is the 800th anniversary of the signing of Magna Carta, and one of the 25 barons who signed it was John de Lacy from Pontefract. In recognition of this, Pontefract and District ARS will be operating GB800MC from the 20th of May to the 16th of June, mostly weekends, but hopefully also midweek if circumstances allow. Full details, qrz.com. 5B70VE is a special call sign that members of the Paphos Radio Club will use in May, celebrating the 70th anniversary of VE Day and the end of World War II, QSL 5B4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. If you have news of any future special event station, please send them to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, ENG4G SGX will operate holiday style as Fox Golf stroke call sign from Guadeloupe until the 19th of May. He'll use dipoles on an EU-facing beach on 40, 30, 20 and 15 metres CW, QSL via home call and logbook of the world. Three Japanese operators will be on New Island, OC040, until the 25th of May. Look for E6ZS, E6NZ and E6TE on all bands 160 to 6 metres CW, SSB and RETI. The Cambridgeshire Hampshire group, sorry, the CAMHAMS, I think that should be the CAMHAMS group, is activating MUL EU008 as GS3PYE portable until the 21st of May. They're on 80 to 10 metre bands, SSB, CW, RITI and PSK. Also 6 metres, 4 metres, 2 metres and satellites, AO7, VO52, FO29, SO50 and AO73. The group also hopes for short trips to Iona, EU008 and the Trejanish Islands, EU108. QSL OQRS on the Bureau. Hans DK3PZ will be active as Sugar Mike 7 stroke call sign from Holland, which is EU037 until the 23rd of May. He'll be on the air on the 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL home call, direct Bureau or EQSL, BA4TB and BD4TR, and members of the Chinese rescue team deployed in Nepal after the earthquake. In their spare time, they're active as 9 November 7 TB and 9N7TR on the HF bands, QSL home calls. Alan G3XAQ will be active holiday style as C56XA from the Gambia until the 4th of June. He'll operate CW on the HF bands. Will participate in CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, QSL G3SWH. Contest news now, the 144 Megs May contest ends its 24 hours of operation. At 1400 hours UTC today, the 17th, this contest is part of the VHF Championship Series, with 6 and 24 hour sections for single op fixed and single op open stations, plus an open section for multi-op stations. There are convenient categories, indeed, for everyone. The exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Today, the 17th, the first of this year's 144 Megs Backpacker events runs for 4 hours. The first three of them overlaps the final three of the 24-hour contest, taking place between 1100 and 1500 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain 7 Megs phone contest takes place today the 17th, 1000 to 1400 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 7th of June. Full details of the rules and log sheets on the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk, or from the contest manager Tony Beardsley, G3XKT, AEBbooks at ntlworld.com. Also today, starting at 1200 UTC and running for 3 hours, the IRTS 40-metre counties contest runs along similar lines to their 80-metre contest in January, using SSB and CW, exchange a signal report and serial number. EIs and GIs also give their county. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the CW leg of the popular 80 metre club championships running 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Sunday the 24th of May, the third 70 MHz cumulative runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO. It looks as though we got the HF forecast for last week about right. They write, the KP index stormed up to 6 on Wednesday the 6th, remaining at 4 for the rest of the day. For the whole day, I should say. This was due to an enhanced solar wind stream above 700 kilometres per second and a southward-facing BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field. This negative BZ means the solar wind coupled more easily to the Earth's magnetic field, allowing charged particles to flow towards the polar regions. The end result was visible and Radio Aurora and depressed maximum usable frequencies worldwide. The estimated maximum usable frequency over a 3,000-kilometre path at noon on Monday, based on the Chilton ionosonde data, was 20.1 megahertz, but at noon on Wednesday it was just 18.4. The solar flux index was in the range of 150 to 167, which would have brought lots of DX had it not been for the geomagnetic disturbance. With the sun currently peppered with lots of spots, next week might be a mixed bag. NOAA and USAF predict a solar flux index of 145, declining to 115 by the end of the week. The geomagnetic prediction is more settled conditions, which may lead to better conditions on the higher HF bands, although solar flares and incoming solar particle streams may have a sting in their tail. VHF and up now an intense area of ducting from Portugal down the west coast of Africa brought transatlantic reception of the Cape Verde 144 MHz beacon in the Caribbean PJ4 on the 6th of May. While still present, this will sadly be out of range for most UK stations. You'll have to put up with mainly poor tropo again. Of course, if Sporadic E enables UK stations to couple into this duct, it could be a different story. Earlier in the week, stations in the south might take advantage of ducting in the Bay of Biscay area. To compensate, 50 and 70 MHz Sporadic E is really taking off now, with stations in the UK working Israel on 50 MHz last Thursday lunchtime. Be on the lookout for more frequent openings, with lunchtime and early evenings generally the best time in this early part of the season. There are no meteor showers this week. The moon reaches maximum declination this week, so for EME operators there will be longer moon windows with increasing losses as the week progresses. That's it for this week from the propagation team. It's also all for me for this week too. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.